and, oh yes, the Aerospace Engineering Building, as well as the squash courts, are a tribute to the well-rounded trustee emeritus, Leroy Grumman, whose Grumman aircraft has grown fat over the years from Navy and NASA contracts.
The Agricultural Accountability Project released its research, which made clear the relationship between Cornell's College of Agriculture and agribusiness. 76% of agricultural extension work is for agribusiness. Only 8% of all research resources go toward rural and human development. Cornell does the research to develop machines which replace farm workers. Harvesters, researched and publicized by Cornell, have displaced 30,000 farm workers. In dealing with its own migrant labor, Cornell chose to bulldoze its migrant labor camp rather than improve the deplorable working conditions. Though the U.S. Department of Agriculture admits that one- and two-man farms are the most efficient that exist, the technological revolution in agriculture continues. It adds to, rather than lessens, rural deprivation. It is ironic that most of the tax money, which supports the State College of Agriculture, comes from the people it should serve and doesn't. Instead, through the New York Extension Service, research is conducted to develop instant baked beans and synthetic grape flavor. It truly makes one wonder what Cornell ice cream is made of.
Cornell Board also boasts Arthur H. Dean, a partner in the influential law firm of Sullivan and Cromwell. You may recall that this was the firm of Allen and John Foster Dulles, the firm which was counsel to United Fruit, while John, also a United Fruit director, was Secretary of State, and while the State Department backed a 1954 coup against a popular land-reforming government in Guatemala, one of United Fruit's banana republics. And Arthur H. Dean is up on his foreign policy, too, having been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a United Nations delegate, and a trustee of the CIA-supported Asia Foundation. He has also been a director of Campbell Soup, Crown Zellerbach, the Bank of New York, American Metal Company.
Shulikoff Field is the home of the Cornell football team. The field's most recent innovation was the installation of polyturf preceding the 1971 season. This expensive covering was purchased with a $350,000 donation from Jonathan Roth, chairman of the Pittston Company, a subsidiary of which is the Pittston Coal Company, the fourth largest coal company in the United States. The Pittston Company has mining operations in Buffalo Creek, West Virginia, an artificial lake formed by blocking off the creek's drainways with slate and other mining refuse, emptied its contents in Buffalo Creek Hollow, killing 116 people. Since 1966, investigations on the slag dams in West Virginia made clear the hazardous nature of the dams. It was stated that heavy precipitation would break open the slag dam, which kept the lake's waters contained. Residents of the area called for immediate action. Knowing that coal keeps the West Virginian economy in the black, however, perhaps explains why the catastrophe occurred anyway. The Pittston Company did nothing about the slag dam, even though the hazard was clear by 1966. After the flood, the company made no attempt to pay damages. Instead, Jonathan Roth paid Cornell University $350,000 for good football. Just something to think about next time you get a chance to see a Cornell football game.
The rest of our board members also come mainly from the country's corporate elite. They belong to prominent upper-class social clubs. The companies they direct have close ties with the government and military and rely heavily on military contracts. They invest regularly in countries where rates of return are high, like South Africa, Rhodesia, South Vietnam, and other third-world countries with nice, repressive governments. They are also trustees of the Council